26. Maracy reluctantly agreed to let the local constables handle cleaning up the site, though she'd managed to retrieve two of her elemantic grenades and imprisoning the set members they'd managed to capture. She disliked the idea, as it would possibly mean the captives ended up in the set's hands, but there wasn't much she could do about that at the moment. Her wounded officers were a more pressing concern. Beyond that, well, the moment Blantach and her people had arrived, the entire mission had become a huge mess. Which was how, 3 hours after rolling into Bilming, she found herself with Wayne, Bendel, and Wax in a room of the Bilming Constabulary headquarters. She'd seen to her people in the hospital and was sitting with the casualty report. Two dead constables. Rusts, it hurt to read their names. This was a disaster. For now, though, she tried to keep her mind on their predicament. "So you're saying," she said, "that Harmony is blind?" Wax nodded, his eyes distant as he stood nearby, staring at the wall. "He said he'd send us what help he could, but he was frightened, Maracy. Legitimately frightened. And given what Steris and I uncovered, I worry our enemies are close to a weapon. Dangerously close." He glanced at her, then fell silent. They didn't want to say too much in case they were being observed. No one was at the door, but they could listen in on this little room in other ways. Wan yellow walls and a free-hanging light bulb gave the place an intentionally bleak air. She bet they used it for interrogations. The Bilming officers hadn't locked the door, they wouldn't dare, but Wax and the others had been forced to surrender their weapons. And when they'd been dropped off in here, the implication had been clear. Don't try anything. Though they had been given 4 chairs, only Maracy sat, at the back of the room. Wax paced in front of the door, Vendel sat on the floor by the wall, looking exhausted. He'd stitched up his bones, holding them in place with sinew, making the features lumpy and unnatural, like a ceramic sculpture that had been dropped, then glued back together with the pieces misaligned. Wayne was, of course, napping. On the floor, hat over his eyes, rolled up jacket under his head as a pillow. Rusting man. She wished it were so easy for her. With 2 dead, she felt her confidence crumbling. Callie Hathew had been a constable for only 2 years, and had begged to come on this mission. That blood was on Maracy's hands. She thought she'd planned well, but... Wax walked over and squatted down. "Hey," he said, "you all right?" She shook her head, tapping the casualty report. "The 2 people who knew anything useful escaped, and I lost 2 good constables. At least 12 others have serious wounds, and I caused a potential intercity incident. Oh, and the set will have all their people released just for an extra kick to the shins." He winced. "Maracy, we're fighting some of the craftiest and most powerful people in the world. We are going to be outmaneuvered now and then. You did well, keeping everyone as safe as possible. We'd be dead if you hadn't arrived. But I did. You're not a killer, Maracy, not by trade. Your job is to investigate, plan, and enforce the law." "And your job?" she asked. He stood up. "I'm Harmony's sword, Maracy. Recently taken off the weapon rack, the dust blown free. Regardless of what happened today, we need to keep working. Because something big is happening in this city. Something extremely dangerous. You lost 2 good people today, but they died trying to prevent the deaths of millions." She nodded, rubbing her temples to try to banish her headache. If he and Steris were right, if the enemy was trying to sneak a bomb into Ellendale... "All right," she said, trying to focus. "We need leads. What do we do now that the sequence escaped? Where do we look?" "Working on that," he said. "The man I fought was spiked. So was the cycle you killed, as was the woman Wayne fought. Each of those spikes requires the death of a metalborn." "The kidnappings?" Maracy asked, her stomach turning. Over the last 10 years, the set's primary activity, the one that had first drawn Wax and Maracy's attention, had been a series of kidnappings of women with strong elemantic genetic lines. Research over the last few years had proven they weren't alone. Others, both men and women, had been vanishing, mostly from the Roughs, where such disappearances weren't reported. Always Metalborn, or with Metalborn in their family lines. Wax and Maracy's worries about why had been disturbing. Now, to find members of the set with access to so many powers.
"We tried following the kidnappings, Wax," she said. "Dead ends, every one. Are we sure that Harmony didn't see anything about this? Maybe before he was blinded?"
"He can be cryptic, even to us," Vendel said softly from where he sat by the wall.
He glanced up at them, his broken face moving strangely.
"But I don't think he knows where those people went. When we were hunting for them, we wondered why Harmony didn't feed us more information, why he didn't look into the secret parts of the world and tell us. I think he's been unable to see details for some time, but he's been concealing his disability from us."
Lacandra sighed, suddenly looking tired, his skin going transparent and faintly green.
"And there's more, Waxillium. He tries to hide it, but I think something is wrong with Harmony. I see a dark shadow behind him."
"What good is it having God on your side," Maracy said, folding her arms, "if he doesn't do anything to help?"
"He did do something to help," Wax replied. "He sent us. A lesson he keeps trying to teach me."
"I will contact him," Vendel said, "and request further aid. But Waxillium is right. Constable Combs, we are his attempt to do something."
Wax turned to the side, his expression again distant. He hadn't told her everything that had happened to him years ago. She thought maybe Wax had died for a moment before she'd found him broken in that cold, forgotten shrine. He'd met with Harmony. Now Wax talked like this sometimes, with an authority regarding religious matters that she hadn't heard from priests. The door opened, and Captain Blantach walked in. She'd changed to a clean uniform and had obviously run a comb through her short blonde hair, but she still appeared frazzled, perhaps because of the man who walked in behind her.
"Oh, hell," Maracy thought. "She brought the mayor."